Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Today, we're playing an encore show with Mark Boness. Enjoy the show and all its gifts. This is Dr. Leslie with the Dr. Leslie Show, and what I have to ask today is, where is the love this holiday season? Yeah, we got back up by the Black Eyed Peas this morning, folks. You know, the Christmas time, even though we imagine it being a time of celebration and joy, these holidays can bring up lots of pain, stress, and depression for people. We're going to be talking about depression today. We're going to be talking about its causes and meeting an amazing person, Mark, who actually attempted to take his own life and had a massive turnaround that he's going to share with us, that he's sharing the gifts of the outcome of these events in his life with the world to be able to help and bring in the joy, bring back the love. Set it straight, take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
First, as we start with holistic living today, I want to talk to you a bit about depression and about the effects that it has on people's lives and their bodies. You know, depression has a greater impact on overall health than arthritis, diabetes, angina, and asthma, but all too often it goes unrecognized and untreated. So the World Health Organization has done interviews with over 250,000 people in 60 countries and found that depression is a greater predictor of poor health in patients with chronic conditions than having one or more chronic medical conditions without depression. So people who had arthritis, diabetes, angina, or asthma were more likely to suffer from depression than people without. And consistent across the different countries and cultures, people with depression plus one or more of chronic diseases included in the study had the worst overall health scores. You know, folks, we can sometimes be suffering with depression and not even realize what's going on with that. If you are feeling like it's really hard to get out of bed in the mornings, if you are finding yourself crying or having a sense of overwhelm emotionally that's bringing you down just spontaneously, you might consider that you've moved into a state of depression. And as we mentioned before, the Christmas holidays can often bring up stresses and emotional pain that we don't have the rest of the year. It can bring back memories that cause pain. It brings us into family situations that can bring up our unresolved issues, which may I just throw in there for a minute from Dr. Leslie. Get to the root of it, folks. Get to the root of it. Get some help. I'm one. There's many people who are facilitators that can help you get to your deeper healing process. But meanwhile, manage what's going on for you in the moment. Look at avoiding alcohol through the holidays if you're leaning towards depression, because alcohol is a depressant in itself. And talk to people. When you're feeling sad and tired, you probably still look the same, and people around you don't know what you're suffering with. You got to be open. This is, folks, important to reach out to others. Now, we've got a couple of amazing guests on today. We're going to start with a quick interview with Kathy Wilson, who's made a film, a movie that's out to heal and change the planet. Let's hear from her now. Listeners, I'm so excited to tell you who I'm going to be having on this special web show. You know, you've been hearing me talk about interviews with Dr. Leslie that you can access on the internet. This is going to be next Wednesday night in the U.S., and that's Thursday noontime in New Zealand. This guest is named Kathy Wilson. Now, Kathy is another heart-based contributor to the planet. She's absolutely committed to producing and messaging in a heart-based way through film and video. This lady's putting together an amazing movie called Mystified. This movie's a cross-cultural coming-of-age story. It will, amongst many other things, sing the praises of the magical New Zealand. You've heard me talk about it so many times. And the New Zealand Maori people. Kathy, welcome. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Oh, and thank you, Leslie, for having me on. I'm really excited about being here and introducing our project. I've been on this journey for several years now, started in 2004. So it's exciting time for me because I feel it's really, really coming to a fruition, and we're ready to go and we're ready to create our community. And yeah, it's just a very magical time. Thank you for having me.
Now, Kathy, you are joined today by Marie Neal, who is helping you with this project. And I've asked Marie to give us a nice word to define her role. And folks, she's come up with a beautiful indigenous spiritual word that has quite sacred meaning. I want Marie to share that with you herself. Marie, welcome.
Kia ora, Leslie. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on board.
Marie, please share with us the specialness of this role that you are playing in Kathy's life. And actually, I'm going to say a divine role to be an assistant to this gift coming to the planet.
Kaitiaki in Māori means guide and protector. It has had a wider context where it has been connected to the natural world. But in this case, it's connecting to a heart-based creation, co-creation, a very beautiful movie that has been scripted and prepared by Kathy Wilson. From New Zealand down under, kia ora to all of your listeners, and may they feel the blessings that come from this creation.
Beautiful. So thank you both for joining us, Kathy and Marie. Well, I welcome both of you. First, I want to ask Kathy, have you done projects like this before, or is this a first for you?
This is a first for me on my own. It is my first journey for making my own project. But I have been involved with spiritual cinema from the beginning of, I don't know how many of your listeners are familiar with Spiritual Cinema Circle. But in 2004, I worked with Stephen Simon and James Twyman on a movie called Indigo. And I also worked on the Conversations with God movie. I was into casting, and I supported that project and actually was on set for the whole time with the Indigo film. So I've been involved with the spiritual cinema type of films for quite a while, but this is my first project on my own.
Okay. So when was this Conversations with God movie out? Now, I'm familiar with that one. Wasn't that with Neil Donald Walsh?
Yes. Yes. That's 2004 was the Indigo. About 2005, I believe, we did that one.
Okay. So what led you to this calling with this movie, Mystified? How did that evolve?
Well, it's been quite an interesting journey for me because it was, I knew for a long time when I got involved with the entertainment industry that there was more to me being a talent agent than was meeting the eye at the time. So I've always felt there was something more I needed to do. And this project really came out of left field for me. I wound up going to New Zealand. I had a totally different project in mind. I went to New Zealand to meet some elders, and when I went, I was taken on a far right turn, and I started getting involved into the Maori culture. The journey I've taken has been evolving through the years, and our current script, Mystified, came about in 2007.
So tell us briefly about the film. What is it that we're going to experience when we go and see this film?
Well, it's a young girl's journey and to find her destiny. And it's got a lot of twists and turns in it, and it has a lot of serendipitous events. We're taking the viewer on an adventure, and a young woman who's willing to step out into the unknown and go on a journey that is very unfamiliar to her. So through events, she winds up in New Zealand, she winds up meeting the Maori, and she winds up on all of these adventures that keep awakening her to her own destiny. So it's really a coming-of-age story, but it's much more than that.
I can't help but wonder, does this story reflect any of your own experiences in New Zealand?
Yes, actually. I would say Corey, who is the main character, her and I have been on similar journeys. Hers in the movie, of course, has come to a conclusion, but mine continues. I keep going down the rabbit hole, walking a lot in the unknown for myself, and it's quite a place. And this is, for me, my desire is that other people are touched by the movie in a way that will start to awaken them to take their own journey. Because I think once we start to do that and follow that part of us that keeps nudging us to open up, to have the courage to step out, you start really experiencing the magic of life.
Awesome.
And everyone has that incredible part of them to discover.
Sure. Okay. The inner voice that leads us into the magical life. So where did the title come from? I understand there's a little story behind that.
Yes. Yes. We started out actually in 2007. The project was named Maiden of the Mist. And our co-creator, Ruth Tai, who has been a part of this project from the beginning, her ancestry was the Maiden of the Mist, her tribal. Now, there's several of the tribes have their own stories of the Maiden of the Mist, but at the time, we had named it Maiden of the Mist, and we were taking people on the journey of the Rainbow God, and that is part of our story, and that still remains in our story. But a lot of it is about the mist, M-I-S-T. So we were into our project, and I was doing some rewrites and stuff, and all of a sudden one day it came to me, mystified, M-I-S-T-I-F-I-E-D, a play on the word mystified, because I feel this is about the mist, it's about the maiden, but it's also a very mystifying story.
Beautiful. So let us know, and maybe I'll direct this question towards Marie. Now, there's quite a special intention behind the proceeds, the direction of the proceeds of this movie and what they will be supporting themselves. Can you share a bit with us about that, Marie?
Love to. I'd like to honor Makwini Ruth Tai from Ta Papa Marae, which is in the central part of the North Island of New Zealand.
Can you give us the meaning of those words in English?
Taupapa is the name of the space, like a village.
Okay.
At the moment, that village was burned to the ground some years ago, and it is in the process of rebuilding. Through the heart of Makwini, a lot of people, heart-based people, are constantly touring and generating and passing through. The proceeds from this movie will help the marae, or the village, and the rebuilding of the sacred house, which is called Manawa Nui. Mana Wanui means great-heartedness or big-hearted. So the proceeds from the movie will be returned, or part thereof, to both Makwini and her people, and to Ta Papa Marae.
This is beautiful. So the funding here, then, from the movie is actually going to help to rebuild this place, their sacred space and the village itself. Is that right?
Correct. And partly, hopefully, some of the props can be used as a generator. Okay. So they become a point of interest in much the same way as Peter Jackson's movie with Lord of the Rings brought people to physical spaces in New Zealand.
Beautiful. So just to let the viewers know, and the listeners today and viewers for Wednesday, let me just remind you guys, this show is going to be Wednesday the 11th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. That's Thursday the 12th New Zealand time at 12:30 minutes past noon in New Zealand. So that's interviews with Dr. Leslie. Of course, you know that you can register for interviews. There's no charge at all for the show. And we're going to be hearing more from Kathy and Marie about this amazing movie and what gift it's going to be bringing to the planet, what we'll experience when we go there, and also what their experiences were in the creation of it. So you can register for that show on our website. Remember, that's BridgeHolisticHealing.com. Again, BridgeHolisticHealing.com. On the radio page, you'll be able to sign up directly for this web show that's going to be Wednesday U.S. time, Thursday New Zealand time. Also, we have a place where you can go and see a clip. Okay, so where the video clip is going to be just below that registration on the website. Marie, what will people get when they see this clip of the Mystified movie?
There is a video, a little clip, both Kathy speaking and a little insight into the story. We are seeking those who wish to partner with us to make a contribution. And if they do, there are a series of gifts that they will receive, ranging from a tour in New Zealand through to a greenstone, through to some e-copies and some scripture book downloads.
Oh, this is awesome. So did you guys get that? We've got a list of gifts that you will get if you choose to go online, take a look at the preview of the film, okay, which again you can access on our site, bridgeholistichealing.com. Play that film, get a gist for what's going on and the beauty of this movie and what Kathy Wilson's put together. And when you make your contribution, you could get a gift as huge as a tour in New Zealand, or a sacred gift like the greenstone, which is a sacred indigenous stone there. It's got great deep meaning in it and will bring blessings in your life just to receive that. Amongst other options like an ebook and other things that will be made available, we'll be talking about those gifts more on the show next week. Again, Kathy, any last words from you? What are you feeling like as you actually begin to launch and birth this baby after so many years of intending it?
I'm feeling joy. Feeling scared sometimes, but mostly it's just a great feeling to really see this really birthing. It's a very, very exciting time for me because my vision of actually creating a legacy, not only a film, is coming true. And words can't even express how grateful and happy I am.
How fabulous. It's so wonderful to hear of us all really fulfilling their purpose in life and having their vision come to fruition. So it's a blessing for all of us just to hear you express the joy and the blessings that you're going through. So thanks for sharing, Kathy. Looking forward to having you on the web show next week. Kathy Wilson and Marie Neal, again, thank you for being on the Dr. Leslie Show. We look forward to having you again.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you.
Okay, that was Kathy Wilson. We are moving forward now with our next very special guest, Mark Boness, who's changing the world after massive change in his own life. Let's get Mark with us now. Listeners, it's that time again. We are moving into Wave of Fire portion of the radio show today. Again, this is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Now, folks, you know this is a global community. We are all holding hands around the planet with like-minded souls who are all about oneness and wholeness within our lives. I have an amazing guest coming on with us today. This is Mark Boness, who's living currently in Australia. The summary of this man's story is suicide to success. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Mark before we bring him on. Mark Boness is the man in whom you want to place your trust to guide you into a deep and powerful New Year's revolution. No, I didn't say resolution. This is talking about revolution and 2014, if that's what you're up for. Because he's been there himself, and he's helped many others win their war against complacency and misery. Like lots of us, Mark, until he was 26 years old, was simply going through the motions in a life that he feels had little meaning nor satisfaction. But he didn't really know it. He said it was only after his marriage breakdown and life crisis that Mark recognized he was living a life that wasn't his heart's desire at all. It was actually him trying to fulfill the desires of other people for him. The moment that his marriage ended, Mark's life hit absolute rock bottom, and in his deepest, darkest moment, he decided that he could not face the future and made the decision to end his life. Now, thankfully, that attempt was not successful, and Mark, in 3 months' time, created an amazing change within himself and brought forward a program and a plan to help others like himself to make a major shift from misery into bliss in their lives. So I'm just going to bring him on now and let Mark tell his own story. Mark, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Now, I've just been talking to the listeners a little bit about how this whole process began for you as far as your Suicide to Success program, you know, the gift that you're bringing to the world for planetary healing now. Tell us a little bit, first of all, how you went through such a drastic change from attempting to take your own life to 3 months later launching this amazing transformational program to help bring people into a healing in their lives.
Absolutely. Let's go back to that day when my marriage was over. I was living in the apartment that we'd built together with everything around us. And my wife had walked out. I knew from that point I would never see her again. That was it. And so after 7 years of being together, as you say, I didn't want to exist. I tried to take my own life. But it was that very breakdown that was the beginning of the revelation of the purpose.
The breakdown before the breakthrough.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I woke up in a hospital bed with this naturally fuzzy head, thinking about, reflecting on what had just taken place. And I'd realized that I'd lived on planet Earth for 26 years, and yet I'd never truly lived. Mm-hmm. And it was such a revelation. I know it can be such a trite thing to say, but that the revelation of the fact that we live life once, that we get one opportunity, and we get so complacent and so glib with the fact that we are alive, and we get so bogged down in the day-to-day crap, if I can use that word, that we don't appreciate the gift of being alive. And it was that moment that there was the recognition and the beginning of the change.
So it sounds like you woke up with this sudden realization of the value of life itself.
Absolutely. And it was a dramatic change of perspective. So I was at this dark time, and I know not many people have gone to the extent of actually trying to take their own life. I believe that in many people they go through life with something inside them that's died, whether it's a relationship, whether it's hope, whether it was an unfulfilled dream, and that they're running that process of just living the life that they're living without that purpose and that clarity of their existence. And I went through that dark place that the future that I was looking at was one that was dark. It was bleak. I didn't want to exist in it. And yet after that experience, that recognition of the fact that we live life once, my perspective changed, and I saw that future as a blank canvas on which I could create whatever picture I wanted for the rest of my life. It was a total turning point.
So, you know, it comes to my mind, you're lying there in the hospital bed. The word that comes to my mind is release. It's like you had let go of everything and you'd actually died to your old life. And this is almost like you being born again, or, you know, waking up after death of that which was, with a view of infinite potential for, okay, that's over. Now, what am I going to create? I mean, this is an inspiring moment to even hear about.
Yeah, and let me just, I want to share with you almost the irony of that. I just finished my degree. My degree was in theology. Mm-hmm. I was actually, at that time, I was a church leader. And so to the outside world, and that was part of the process, my faith was an inherited faith. It was the faith of my parents. It wasn't a relationship with God. It was what I thought. It was a process I thought I should be going through. And so to everybody else, I was a church leader. I was running a non-profit organization. I was married. Life was great. I was speaking in churches on Sunday morning. And yet, as you say, that all that didn't matter. There was a real death to self, an almost very real death to self. But it was that moment of transformation that many would say that I should have been through in my Christian experience, if that makes sense.
Mark, this leads me to ask you the question. I mean, in looking back at that situation, and I personally feel that you were far from alone in that experience, even from people that I have known personally. How much do you think there exists within the church people who are living lives of quiet desperation behind the scenes, even though they're consenting to be living a life that's embracing God and embracing of faith and walk and spiritual belief, but still their truth inside is quiet desperation. How often do you think that happens?
Look, I see it countless times. I see it time and time again, because when we're in a vulnerable state, and there's nothing wrong with this, but when we're in a vulnerable state, we turn to an organization, an institute, or something that gives us that crutch to keep going. And so some people turn to alcohol, drugs, sex, whatever, and some people turn to a religion. Now, I'm not saying that shouldn't be, that those beliefs aren't real, but it's easy then to put on the cloak that you see other people wearing and think that will get you through the day and the darkest times. That's what I did, to the extent that I was leading a church. I was writing magazines and preaching, and I was doing that, but there was no substance. And it was that breakdown that I had to go through. And look, in the Bible, we see that time and time again. You know, Paul on the road to Damascus, there was a God gives us a place to break down. God gives us a place to break down, and that's what he gave me.
Wow. What an awesome perspective as well, to really receive that time of breakdown as a gift of offering you a turning point. That's just awesome. You know, it reminds me at the beginning when I was speaking about you and your life, and you had shared with me that you felt like until 26 years old, you'd been going through the motions of a life that had little meaning. It makes me wonder how many of us are moving into a religion life that's going through the motions. I know Jesus talks about having a form of godliness that denies the power, or that it's not the letter of the word or the law, but the spirit, right? That we can kind of get trapped in this encasement that doesn't really contain a true spiritual connection that's guiding us and giving us fulfillment day to day. I mean, it's amazing. And I think you are such a blessing to be stepping out from the system and kind of being a whistleblower to say, hey, this is what was going on for me. And I represent a number of people. There's not just a few of us that are going through the motions, and we don't have a real whole life embracing experience from the inside out that's happening.
Absolutely. And that's crucial. I was going through the motions. I was doing everything that I should be doing. And many people do this in terms of what a Christian looks like. You know, I was speaking in church, I was praying, I was having a little men's groups and reading the Bible and all that, but there was nothing. And it was this mind shattering experience to kind of walk away from that and have that realization that I can still be in touch with my Creator. And actually, if you read the Bible from a different perspective, you know, Jesus was a super chilled out guy. He turned the tables over in the temple. As you say, it was about spirit, and it was about connection of spirit above all else. And even to the extent that, you know, I was in church saying that the only way to get to God is through Jesus. And now my personal belief now is very humbling, in that I don't believe that the created can fully comprehend the Creator, that the finite can never grasp the infinite. So how dare I claim to say something that I don't actually know? And there's such a beauty and humility of walking in complete surrender and saying, you know what, I don't know everything, but I know what I know inside.
I mean, I have got chills as this man is speaking these words. You guys, this is one of the most powerful messages I have ever heard, and definitely coming through this show. I've just got chills. So powerful to hear you acknowledging that we stand in ignorance and arrogance to claim that we have all the answers and teach it to our children as if that box contains all that there is, when we are the created that are thinking through limited minds, a three-dimensional mind that cannot even really accurately perceive eternity. Like, we can't even imagine what infinity is.
Absolutely. And yet, you know, even the Bible says that now we see in a mirror dimly and then we will see face to face. And yet we leave such verses because we don't actually comprehend them. And that's the whole point, right? But when you understand that, when I got to the point of understanding that, you know, I don't know everything, that's okay. There's bits I don't get. There's bits I don't understand. When you get to that point of surrender of that knowledge and that truth, all you can do is stand in awe. All you can do is stand in awe, because you don't need to know everything. I am created. God is creator. And I think we get back to that whole point that the fact that we live life once and we walk with this, you know, as we said earlier, that we just get used to the fact that we're alive. And yet when you have that revelation of life is amazing, we do live it once, there's a connection with spirit. Isn't this amazing? Every single day, no matter what my financial situation is like, no matter whether I have a job or don't have a job, whether I have friends or don't have friends, it doesn't matter. Life is still pretty amazing. It's amazing.
I'm amazed just at hearing the words come from your mouth. So how, you know, what can you tell us occurred between that point in time of you attempting to take your life and that moment in time where you're in the hospital bed having this realization? Do you feel like the hand of that which we call God touched you in some new way? I mean, was there a veil that was lifted? I mean, obviously your consciousness was greatly expanded and your perceptions were turned around drastically. What do you think? I mean, I know that a lot of things in life are a mystery, but what do you think occurred between those two moments to bring about such an incredible change?
Yeah, and it's amazing how there is the spirit and then the practicality. And so one of the most amazing things, very briefly, because I don't fully get this, but the moment I tried to take my own life, I would take lots of pills, I'd drink lots of alcohol, I'd OD massively. And yet there was this moment where I was drifting in and out of consciousness, and there was this bang on my front door that was pulling me through. That and as a result of that, I then went in an ambulance to the hospital. Now, none of my friends banged that door. It could have been a salesman. It could have been a salesman sent by God. It could have been an angel. I don't know. But there was something magical about that moment that turned everything around. And that's what God does, right? However, God is amazingly practical. And so whilst previously I'd spent my life as a church leader praying, which is great, and asking God and calling on God to do things, there was this understanding now that, you know, I could just spend the rest of my life just hoping that God makes the change in my life. I am the one that makes the change in my life and nobody else. And so that was the understanding of my own ability to create a direction in my life, that whatever I wanted to create. And so I took myself through a process I created. And the first step was leverage. That for me, the pain of the situation that I was in had to be greater than the pain it took to change.
Yeah, can you repeat that sentence again? I just want to hear that one more time.
So the pain of the situation that I was in had to be greater than the pain it took to change. And so at that point, I visualized my life. Like, if I continued down the path that I was in, I was drinking lots. I was drinking 4 or 5 cans of beer a night, every single night, growing this beer belly. I looked in the mirror. I looked awful. This was before I tried to take my own life. And it was that recognition of, if I continue this way, I will be ill, I will have no job, I'll be dependent on alcohol and all my health, all that kind of stuff. Is this the life that I want myself? That was the leverage that I gained to make the decision to change. And with the decision came the action.
But prior to turning towards changing positively, you decided you wanted to end yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to just gone.
So how did that feel to go into that place of complete loss of hope and no vision for the future, to the point that you actually acted on, I would rather not be here?
It was pure hopelessness. It was pure, and to try and, I mean, I'm sure we've, a number of us have experienced, you know, it's depression in its worst form. And my family at the time said that I was alive, but I wasn't there. And like, when you become so consumed, and look, I didn't look after myself. I didn't jump into the shower. I was growing a beard. You don't care anymore. Nothing matters anymore. And so you give up hope on yourself. And so to go from that to this, hold on a minute. I believe that every single one of us were created for a purpose. I believe that. So what is my purpose? You know, we talk about, so I'm going off on track, but we talk about, I think it's really important, we talk about our potential. And as children, you know, I remember at school, I had at the end of the year, a report on my work. Mark has potential. Well, I believe that each one of us has God-tential. It's what God has instilled with us to do. Potential means that, you know, maybe, maybe not. What God's put inside you, you will do should you choose. And I woke up to my God potential. Wow. And that's changed.
That's awesome. We're just going to take a break for just a moment. Listeners, stay in tune. After we have a word from sponsorship, we're going to come back to Mark Boness, Suicide to Success. This man has an amazing story. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Leslie letting you know about a special event that's happening Saturday, December the 14th from 1 to 4 p.m., at the Spirit of Alara in Mooresville, North Carolina, just north of Charlotte. This is light language activation. This is Dr. Leslie. I will be facilitating from 1 to 4 p.m. activation of your own spiritual language. If you feel called by your soul to bring through that Holy Spirit gift of communing with that which we call God through your own spiritual language, then sign up for this workshop 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday the 14th at Alara. You can do that by calling me on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. If you want to check in with Alara International, go to Alara, A-H-L-A-R-A, international.com, and you can call and see about the location and directions from where you're at. I'm holding this because I was told by the Holy Spirit, it's time to awaken the language. This will be a day of channel facilitation from the Holy Spirit, activating those who are ready to step into their gift of their God-given spiritual language. Call me now if you want to come, 980-202-1055. And welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. We're carrying on with this amazing interview with Mark Boness, who went from suicide to success in 90 days. Mark, I'm wondering if it wasn't quite stressful for you to shift from such an extreme pole of attempting to take your own life to being all over the media with a lot of success with the business you created in only 90 days. Can you walk us through that journey a little bit? What was that like?
Yeah, look, so as we mentioned earlier, at that point where I decided my life is a blank canvas on which I create whatever I like, I created a business in Fiji. I leased a 200-acre island. I had no money. I put it on credit card. I said to the world, you can sign up online to become a tribe member. And then online, we got to decide what we wanted to build and how we wanted to interact with the local Fijians. And
I got to slow this story down. Wait, that was amazing. So, did you go to Fiji physically?
Absolutely. So
So you left the UK, you jumped on a plane and went to the Pacific island of Fiji, right?
Yeah.
Did you already have a vision for creating this organization when you left?
Well, before I'd left to Fiji, I'd had this idea that I was propelled by a passion for my purpose. I'd become unstoppable. It was like, what can I do with my life? I am here. We live life once. I exist to do something, and I'm going to damn well do it. And I just created this idea in my mind about this island in Fiji, and it had nothing on it, and we could set up an eco-island, and we could impact, positively impact with the local Fijians. We could rebuild schools, teach at schools, and get people from around the world to sign up online who then, you know, visited in reality.
So that's awesome. The first thing that comes to my mind when you start talking about this unstoppableness of yourself is, you know, it makes me wonder, Mark, if by you making the choice to take your own life and then live through it, if you hadn't overcome that innate fear of death to where now you're just going to go for it because you've got nothing to lose anymore. You've already tried to die. And so why not just go for it? I mean, it sounds like you just had no fear, basically.
And that's exactly it. You know, I certainly don't have any fear of death. But to me, death now is just the next part of the journey. Yeah. And I'm excited. Obviously, I don't want to die now. I've still got loads of stuff to do. But when that time comes, wow, what's going to happen next is my attitude.
Awesome. Okay, so you go to Fiji, you found an island that had nothing on it, and you're going to create an eco community there.
Yep. So I invite people from around the world online to become a tribe member. Suddenly this starts to get a little bit of press attention in the UK, and that kind of snowballed. So I 3 months after trying to take my own life, I was live on Good Morning America, live on the Today Show. This crazy kid had come up with this idea to form a tribe on an island, and do people want to be a part of this tribe? It went nuts. We were doing media in the UK, America, Australia nonstop. And the whole thing was, we were then inundated with interest from TV production companies. We ended up working with Liz Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch's daughter, and the whole thing was filmed for 18 months and became a primetime TV show in the UK that also aired in America and Australia 3 months after I'd tried to take my own life, because I got to understand my God potential. I was here to do something.
Wow. So tell us a little more about this God potential. This sounds like something that we might be able to activate in ourselves and make massive leaps forward into what we're capable of that we're not doing right now. What does it take to activate your God potential?
I believe each one of us have a God potential, and to activate your God potential, it's simply aligning yourself. It's very simple. Aligning yourself with your passions. Like, God has placed passions within us. What is your passion? Is your passion to be the best mum that you can? Is your passion to support homeless people in your local community? Once you're congruent with the passions that God has given you, and you put all your focus, energy, attention, and intention into that passion, you're fully connected with your God potential, and you can realize that God potential that has been placed within you. And I believe my whole thing is about empowering people into their own life change, and as a result of their own life change, that overflows into their community, and we start seeing community change, and then we start seeing world change, and that's a belief that just drives me every single day.
Wow. So, okay, here's the question. When obviously 3 months before you could not find your passion, in fact, you kind of landed yourself with a passion to get out of here. It says it's just not worth it. I'm done with this. How did you find that passion? Do you think it was divine providence? You know, do you think that there was a spiritual happening, or what is it that caused you to access that passion? Because I know there's so many people who are kind of floundering, they're treading the surface, and they don't know what their passion is. How do you find that?
It's again, you know, we go back to some of the things that we've talked about. Firstly, we live life once. The real, you know, we can talk, I can talk to you, I can share with you all the process that I went through. There's a spirit level. I believe, as we said, that God gave me a place to break down. That was the beginning of the revelation of my purpose. I then put principles in place, which was about, you know, the first step was leverage, the leverage to change the situation that I was in to get to a different place. I then saw my life as a blank canvas. I can tell, I know exactly what you're talking about, and there are people listening to this. You know, when you're in that numb state that I was in, I was depressed. Those words don't get through. It's like, you know, it's like these words are just bounced back off because you're in the place that you're in, and you believe in that place that nobody can understand the place that you're in because it's your place and they don't know your situation and all that story that you tell yourself in order to keep yourself there. Nobody else can unlock that. No personal development book or inspiring, you know, individual. You have to get in that place on your own and make a decision. Is the life that I'm living now the life that I was created to live? Yes or no? If it's not, what am I going to do to discover the God potential that has been placed within me? And that is a personal journey. But it starts with that decision to ask yourself that question. Because if you truly ask yourself that question, then the result is that you can only go in that powerful direction. If you're truly asking that question, the answers take you in a direction that you have to follow.
God.
And that's...
This is awesome. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that's down to each one of us. I truly believe, I totally get it, you know, to be in that place where I tried to take my own life. It was dark. It was desperate. I hated living. I get that people are in that situation. But look, you've got to challenge yourself individually about the life that you have. You know, are you living your highest life?
You know, this reminds me of two shows ago. We played a clip from a movie called After Earth with Will Smith, and he said some things about fear that are life-changing in and of themselves so powerfully. He said, fear is a choice. And he said, fear is not real. You know, it's imagining. And it just occurs to me, when you have allowed yourself to go so deeply into your darkness, so deeply into that smashing on the rocks of the lowest point in life to where you actually try to self-destruct, that you hit a point where you were then able to make another choice and reach for something, reach for a new life. It seems like a spiritual experience that happened right through it.
Absolutely. And I think that's really key, just to make that point that, again, there could be listeners thinking, well, you know, I'm in a dark place, but I'm not in a place where I'm trying to take my own life. We can walk around with this sense of darkness or unhappiness in our relationship or in our job or our financial situation, or just this sense of I could do something more, but don't know what. But exactly the point that you've made, we have to walk through that darkness. We have to walk through that pain and fully comprehend it, deal with it, process it, find out what the other side is for you. Otherwise, it's Paul's thorn in the flesh that remains there forever.
Yeah.
And that's your choice. That's your choice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I notice as a healing facilitator myself, Mark, I notice how many people are spending a vast amount of energy trying to avoid their pain, and as they resist it, it persists, instead of facing it eye to eye, actually going into the pain, like looking the tiger straight in the eyes, and then watching it transform into the angelic being. You know, it's like going through the fire to get to the other side. Not that not that we have to come to the point of wanting to end our lives, but if they could only turn and be with the experience that's there, they would be able, which obviously you deeply did and found what was on the other side of it, which was its opposite. It was the turnaround of launching you forward into this new vision. Now you've created this organization, Life Change the Revolution. And by the way, I want to tell the listeners, you can access Mark's site. It's www.lifechangetherevolution.com. So LifeChangethe, the Revolution, lifechangetherevolution.com. What are people going to get from this program that you've put together? What are you offering them?
Well, so that's my website, and there's loads of free resources and blogs and podcasts, and people can engage with me. What I really want to share with your listeners is a project that I've put together called New Year's Revolution. So the problem that we have is that we have these New Year's resolutions. It might be to quit something or to change something or whatever. But when we don't exist in this congruent state, when we don't say, you know what, I'm going to change everything, then that's the reason that we fail to make that one change, because the change isn't consistent across the whole of our lives. So I've brought 31 personal development experts together who are all leaders in their field. We produced an ebook which looks at everything that you can think of in terms of resolutions, from smoking to relationships to changing your career. But it goes deeper. It's about self-esteem. It's about self-love and worth. And we talk about Godtential. And so we're creating an ebook. We're creating a webinar series and a community. Totally free, no cost whatsoever. You can sign up on joinanewyearsrevolution.com. joinanewyearsrevolution.com. Google that, you'll find it. Google my name, Mark Bowness, you'll find it. But I really want to, we are committing ourselves totally free to helping people make 2014 the year of their life change, and we're equipping people to do that.
Now, okay, everybody, like you, I'm still standing here gobsmacked and speechless. You heard it straight from his own mouth. Mark Bowness has said, join the newyearsrevolution.com. Did I say that right, Mark?
Join a New Year's Revolution.
Okay, join a newyearsrevolution.com. So that's www.join, join a newyearsrevolution.com. And he and 30 personal development leaders are offering their gifts and services completely free of charge, just as a gift to the world. Now, you guys are truly being contributors to healing the planet. You're just giving this out of the good-heartedness of yourself. But what about your payback? I mean, what happens as far as you being compensated?
For me, it's the secret gift of giving.
I am just laughing. No, we've already been doing this interview. I mean, no kidding. Nathan Amaral, who was on the show last week, he is now in Uganda, Africa. His website is called The Fearless Millionaire. At 28 years old, he's showing people the way to success on all levels in their life through giving fearlessly. Yes, and he's an American who had been sponsoring a Ugandan girl to pay for her schooling since he was 14 years old with a paper route. He gave money every month to his mother to put on her card. And after 14 years of him, eventually, after she got out of high school, he personally paid for her college education. And then he went over there 2 months ago and met her. They've corresponded for 14 years. They're getting married. Yeah, it's a beautiful story. But when you said, now you guys, I just want to point this out to the listeners. You guys, do you see how divinely orchestrated this whole show is? And little did I know that Mark, and by the way, you know, the Holy Spirit just brought him to my computer front this afternoon, the day before the show. And he's got this same message. This is, again, about the miracles of giving. When we live in alignment and live in the principles that have been set in motion, the laws of the universe, life brings back to us when we give without expectation. And this is the second man you've heard on this show making a huge statement about that. Mark, I just want to acknowledge you now. This is awesome. Please, what else have you got to say about it?
I love it. It's how I live, my life. And let's talk very quickly. I don't know how much time we've got left. We should have ended ages ago, but very quickly, one story. I remember I was in a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, and you've got to listen to this. I was in a Chinese restaurant, and I was there with my friend, and there was a couple next to us who were eating, and I believe it was God telling me to pay for this couple's meal. I didn't know them. I didn't know how much they'd spent, nothing. And so I just went with it. And I said to the waiter, I said, look, when you give this bill to this couple, tell them it's paid for. Don't tell them who it is. Just add whatever they've paid, you know, whatever they've got, add it to my bill. And this waiter was like, so do you know them? No, never seen them before in my life. This guy was, what the heck are you doing? And this is what we did, you know. And so this whole process happened. These guys were amazed. They walk out. I pay for the bill. As they walk out, the waiter comes back with a letter and gives me this letter. And this letter explains how this couple were having a really tough time in their marriage. And this was the meal of reconciliation for them. That we are going to decide whether to move forward in this relationship or not. And they decided that they were going to move forward. They were going to make all the changes necessary because they cared about each other. And the stamp of approval was some random stranger. And they said in this letter, God sent you as an angel. Oh. That is the secret gift of giving.
Oh.
I love it. And so we're giving this free course. And, you know, God can worry about the money and how we, you know, we're not worried about that. But what happens as a result of that is, you know, let's see what happens. It's amazing. I love it.
Oh, you guys, I've got the tears in my eyes. I can't even see straight yet. This is so amazing. You guys get this? You guys get this? This is about living in the God zone and listening to that quiet inner voice, that inner spirit prompting of telling you moment to moment what to do. And you see how this man, we end up showing up as angels in people's lives, and they do in ours when you let go and let God. So you know what, Mark, this has been such an amazing blessing having you on the show today. Tell us the website one more time so that everybody remembers.
So joinanewyearsrevolution.com. I will see you there.
joinanewyearsrevolution.com. You guys go there, see Mark Bonas and this team of giving folks that he's pulled together that are here just to give unconditionally and help you because they're hanging out in the God zone. You guys, this has been such a blessing. I don't even know what to say. Mark, we look forward to having you again. And I also want to have you on our web show so that we can see your face and you can tell this story to all of them, you know, straight visually as well. So we look forward to doing that in the new year when you're bringing all these people to the revolution in their lives of 2014. Thank you and blessings to you, Mark.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you so much.
Okay. What a beautiful soul, Mark, is bringing his gifts and offering his oneness to the world.
Something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with the good world. Yeah. We only got one world. One world. That's all we got. One.
This is Dr. Leslie. Be the love and walk sacred. In this era of community consciousness, the Dr. Leslie Show is an extension of the essence of love and unity. It is an example of generosity from the listeners who receive its gifts, those who receive blessings and benefits from the show. Your tithe towards this work of God is received with much gratitude, and my faith and trust to carry forward with this work increases with every cent. This show is supported by your love offerings and advertisements if you have a service or product you would like to put forward to this global heart-connected family. If you would like to give to keep this show alive, or if you would like to advertise your products or service, please contact us through the website bridgeholistichealing.com, bridgeholistichealing.com, and click on Love Offerings. Or call Dr. Leslie directly on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. Blessings and love.